The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Celtic Christmas Music number 71. We're going to talk to the Celtic Kitchen Party about their new album, One Celtic Christmas. Welcome to Celtic Christmas Music. I am Mark Gunn, and I'm a Celtic musician and podcaster, and we are promoting Celtic culture through Christmas cheer. If you love the music you hear, Please support the artists. Visit the show notes, and you'll find links to all of the artists, and you can follow the show at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. I'd also want to thank our Celtic Christmas producer, Kel Barrill, and all of our generous patrons on Patreon. This show is thanks to your generosity and kindness this holiday season. So if you love Celtic music and you also love Christmas music, please make a pledge to support us on Patreon, or you can buy some digital albums. Also, there's another way to support this podcast. You'll find that at patreon.com/Celtic Christmas. I am really excited to share this interview I did with the Celtic Kitchen Party. They have a brand new album out. It's called One Celtic Christmas. And I sat down with them at the end of October to talk about this album. I'll get into that in just a moment. But first, let's get some music taken care of. We kicked off the show with Abbott's Cross. That was Lucy Farr's Barn Dance and Angels We Have Heard on High and Peeler's Jacket from their album Christmas Visions. Next up is Patrick O'Flaherty with The Poor Clares with Nella Cunha. That's from their album The Poor Clares, Songs for Midwinter.
burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling.
After the Poor Clares came the Gothard Sisters with Wexford Carol from A Celtic Christmas. That is their brand new Christmas album, and it is also fantastic. I definitely recommend you go checking it out. If you want to wait until the next episode, don't, but I will be talking with the Gothard Sisters on the next show, so I hope you'll come join me for that. And we finish up the set with Ashley Davis' Song for a Winter's Night from her album Songs of the Celtic Winter 2. All right. Celtic Kitchen Party. Boasting a diversity of talent, the Celtic Kitchen Party plays a mix of Celtic-infused originals, traditional and contemporary East Coast, Irish and Scottish tunes, as well as the right dash of pop and classic rock. The name conjures up that down-home feeling where all your relatives and neighbors drop in for a traditional kitchen party, bringing a lively, high-energy performance to any venue for a night you and your guests are sure to remember. That's all from their website. But let's go talk to Andrew Van Horm more about the album. Welcome to Celtic Christmas Music, Andrew. I hope you are having a wonderful day. How are you doing?
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me. I am good. Up here in Canada, Kingston, Ontario.
I had to look that up. I was like, where is he from? I get all these bands, and I don't look at the specific details of where you're from. And so I, this was, you know, since I was going to do an interview, I was like, well, let me check this out. Kingston, Ontario. And one of the things that struck me actually, when I started listening to One Celtic Christmas, I noticed that you included like Kingston in it, and you, it's a very personalized, and we'll talk about that in a moment. And the whole album seems a very Celtic Kitchen Party specific. So can, let's start off with a band name and tell me a little bit about Celtic Kitchen Party.
Yeah, well, CKP, short form for the Celtic Kitchen Party, sort of came around because that's what we do. I'm familiar with this idea of the Ceilidh or the kitchen parties all sitting around the table, sort of an East Coast word perhaps, but there's the Irish Ceilidhs, the idea of an ensemble, music come and go, the door is always open. So that's sort of the style of the band. I mean, we have several drummers, several fiddle players, accordion, bagpipe, tin whistle, at a moment's notice that know the show. And so that was sort of, the name was sort of brilliant in that way. It is what we do. It is a kitchen party. And the only sort of tricky part is, let's say we have a place here in Kingston called Fort Henry. And they did say, for example, Fort Henry's Celtic Kitchen Party featuring the Celtic Kitchen Party. That's the only time it gets weird. But so that's what it is. I mean, everyone knows the show, and it's kind of a beautiful, no, there's no replacement for me yet. So they're still working on that.
Well, when I listen to the music in general, I feel like a kitchen party,
yeah,
as I've come to know it, definitely it fits the atmosphere and attitude, I guess, of the band, because it's fun. It's not just fun, upbeat. I would call it Celtic rock. It's not just that, but it is very personable. You include the inside jokes that I bet your fans get to experience as well.
You're right.
Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. It is. Yeah. There's a nice quote here on our webpage. It was by Bytown Sound. It says, when a band titles itself something as definitive and iconic as the Celtic Kitchen Party, the feeling that you're looking for is right there in the name. It's a testament to this crew that this is exactly what they deliver, a rousing good time that's as infectious as it is endlessly fun. So I just love that quote. Thank
that's
you,
fantastic.
Bytown Sound. Yeah, man.
So how long y'all been together?
So I would say, I mean, you're like yourself, I'm sure, playing music forever. But this band, I would say about 10 years, 11 years as a, you know, as the Celtic Kitchen Party. So
wow. Now the album One Celtic Christmas, what's the inspiration? I obviously, you know, it's always nice to have a Christmas album, but is there more to it than that?
Yeah, no, it's not just like commercial and that, but Colin Skinner, he's our resident tin whistle player, bagpiper, wanted to produce a Christmas album. And Jeremy Daw is the one that did the production, the music production. He plays bass on the album. So I think it was just a real passion for wanting to get this music out there. I mean, I love the Christmas season myself. From a commercial standpoint, it's interesting because it happens every year. So you can always be sort of introducing people to this album and the music, you know?
Yeah,
definitely. St. Patrick's is like that too, I guess. But no, it really was just to sort of share our take on some of these classics.
Well, let's get started with one of your take. Why don't you introduce a track?
Well, hey, we'd like to introduce you to Jingle Bells. Get ready to embark on a sleigh ride of pure, unbridled joy with our take on the timeless classic, Jingle Bells. Enjoy.
Jingle bells,
fantastic. That's one of the things that I liked about that particular track too. I liked your take on it. It's very different. It's not the traditional, traditional. Like, it's got a little bit more character to it.
Yeah, it's like the minor key invokes a sort of sadness, melancholy for times past, something like that. There's something about the minor key.
Yeah, yeah.
and it's still upbeat, right? But it is quite different.
That's fantastic. You have another song on there that you'd like to share?
Yeah, we wanted to share Huron Carol. And what's neat about this one for me is that Brian Flynn, he's the fiddle player that plays with us. He's sung on tunes like the past Sandy's Chanter from the Sociable album, Legend of Brian Baru, I believe, from our Lobster Tail and Beer. So he's singing lead and I sing backup on this. So that's just unique about this one. The Huron Carol is a Canadian piece. It was originally composed by Jean de Brebeuf. So he was a Jesuit missionary in the 17th century. And the song tells the story of the Nativity, but in the context of indigenous peoples, the Huron people. So it blends European melodies with indigenous elements. So it's beautiful, and I hope you enjoy our version. I mean, it was a lot of fun to put together.
Was in the moon of wind. Mighty Gidgemanitou sent angel choirs instead. Before their light, the stars grew dim.
You were asking about maybe a fun Christmas story or a memory. We're going to lead into Silent Night in a second. So I think it ties in. Colin Skinner, again, the tin whistle bagpiper player with us. This is about him. So we're playing a lot of different pubs and bars, of course, at the beginning of our 10 years together. And it's louder. Sometimes you can feel like your background music and this sort of stuff. Sometimes, you know, and it's raucous and loud. But we ended up booking a church show somewhere there near Ottawa, Ontario, here in Canada there. And it was quiet right at the beginning. Like you could hear a pin drop, and Colin's like, "Why is it so quiet?" And I say, "That's because they're listening." So I just really do it. He appreciated that. And I really loved that. You could call it intimate shows where they're just really into you. And yeah. So we hope to do more of that in 2023, 2024, and next year, theater shows or these intimate gatherings. I think it's really great. Don't get me wrong. We love the pubs and the high energy sort of crowds, but there's just something about that. And that story is funny because though you're talking about nerves, that's something when they're really listening to you, you know, it's next level.
Yeah.
And it leads into our tune, Silent Night. We call it Not So Silent Night. You'll hear why.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender.
Thank you so much, Andrew, for sharing your more about One Celtic Christmas, the new album by The Celtic Kitchen Party. I know I think I messed it up at the beginning by say Celtic Kitchen Party, but it's The Celtic Kitchen Party.
You know, I've got to add the exactly. The Celtic Kitchen Party. Check us out online. Yeah, it does. Check us out online, CelticKitchenParty.com.
And, but there's no the in that case. Just support no that the. Out, people.
Exactly. You know, and I appreciate you, Mark, what you do here, and thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Now, I do want to point out that you do have not just Celtic Christmas music. You have a whole bunch of CDs. How many albums do you have?
I think we have four albums. This would be the fifth. One of them is a live album. But really, over the pandemic period, about 3 years there, we call it the pandemic sessions, we were doing a Song of the Month Club. And then every year we would wrap that into a bow and release a CD. So these three CDs we have, Sociable, Lobster, Tail and Beer, and Last Call, they were all put out sort of during that pandemic period, 20 to 23-ish.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. And make sure you check out The Celtic Kitchen Party at KeltonKitchenParty.com. They're all over the socials. I know I found their Instagram and Facebook on their website, so you can go check them out. I hope you enjoyed that interview. I'd love to know other bands out there who have Celtic albums that perhaps I could interview as well. Hey, if you like Celtic music, make sure you visit CelticMusicPodcast.com. That is our companion podcast. It features Celtic music from around the world. We're actually finishing up the season, so the Celtic Top 20 will be coming soon, which is the top 20 songs and tunes of 2023. It's going to be a fantastic show. There's also going to be a Celtic Christmas special over there as well. So more Celtic Christmas music. Go check it out. The McDades have a new album come out. It's called A Winter Collection. This is Dreaming on a Yuletide Night.
All the nights are getting longer and the days are getting colder. The leaves are falling off the trees and they're blowing down the street. I'm beginning to see the light of the longest Yuletide night. I believe I see the stars and three wise men from afar. We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. Have very good cheer and a happy new year. We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. Have very good cheer and a happy new year. If I really try, I think I hear them say, we gotta look for the light to show us all the way. It's taken so long, are we almost there? If we're lost in the desert, can we really learn to care? We're dreaming on a Yuletide night. Thank you.
After the McDades came Galen Lee with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear from Deepest, Darkest, Brightest Dawn. Then a Shamrock and Kudzu with Christmas is Coming from Kudzu for Christmas. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Celtic Christmas Music. I will be back in a week or two. It depends on how much time I have and also if I have a lot of patrons. I could use some more patrons over on Patreon to support this podcast. If you want to support the podcast, I should point out that you only have to do that at the end of the year. And any amount is great. $1, $2, $10, $100, whatever makes you happy. But I really appreciate all of your support. It's one of the reasons why I'm able to keep doing this show. Aside from the fact that I just actually love Christmas music. And I love Celtic music. So what's better? So, I hope you have a wonderful week, and in the meantime, this is Riley with For You on Christmas from their album Kick-Ass Celtic Christmas. Nella Conadive.
I'm coming home for you on Christmas Day. For you on Christmas Day. In my dreams I will stay at home.
Celtic Christmas Music was produced by Mark Gunn, Carol Burrill, and our Christmas patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website, subscribe to the podcast. You can find links to all the artists played in this episode. You can subscribe to our Celtic Music magazine and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. And best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative creative endeavor. Finally, remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Nela Kanadive.